Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Veg Grower podcast. It is the 27th of August, 2015. I'm titling this episode, which, if I remember right, is number 37. We're back. And it's obviously because if you regularly visit the blog or noticed it hasn't been a podcast, I've had a bit of a problem with the website. I'll start there actually and explain what happened. Basically, I was doing a few updates one day and all of a sudden I lost the admin. And I could not figure out why. I could not access the admin side, couldn't get in there, anything. Next thing, and I actually lost the whole website, but I managed to recover that through another way. But I couldn't get access to the admin. Now, it took me quite a while to actually fix that and get that sorted, which obviously is now done. The website is up and fully working. And I can admin it again. And as is obvious by the fact that I'm here and you're listening to this, because I couldn't get a podcast on the site without the admin. So thanks for bearing with me with that. I got it working last week, I think it was. It did go again in the meantime, but I managed to sort that. Last week, you may have noticed I put a video up on YouTube of the new allotment. Which is thanks to getting the website working. So that'd be my first subject, is the new allotment. Now, if you look on the video, you'll see that I've done a walk around. I've measured it up and I've made plans of what I want to do. And that's all in hand. I've got it all drawn out on an app I've got called Garden Plan Pro. I've since got the rotavator working and I've managed to rotavate a lot of it. Although with the rain we've had recently, there's been a lot of water going through, a lot of weeds growing back. But of course, because I'm trying to keep a large area of weeds down, it's not going to happen. What I've decided to do with that is obviously where I've got the plants planted, I've been mulching that with manure and just keep hoeing that. I've got to weed where I've got a load of seeds that I planted. That's the spinach and the carrot and spring onions. What I'm going to have to do is get some pallets that I've decided I'm going to use and treat them, cut them down and make them into some planters. I'm going for 3 metres by 1.5 metres. And once they're built and in there, I will just fill them with horse manure, which should give a nice thick layer, which should, in theory, stop any weeds coming through. So, basically, that's our plan with that the new allotment. 128B, we'll call that one. To make it easier, 128B allotment. The raspberries on there, I'm getting a good load of raspberries out of it, a good handful, or quite a few handfuls each week. And they're coming back for smoothies and things. And I'm also finding it, because it's quite close to home, so much easier just to run down there and do a half hour or so and come home. So next on the list, I'm going to talk about the old allotment. Okay, so the old allotment in Brighton. I'm finding it really hard to find motivation for that now. Several reasons. It's been broken into 3 times, the shed's up there. Nothing too bad has been stolen. It's just the whole, it's just demoralising, you know, and upsetting. So that's one of the reasons. Second reason, my co-worker hasn't been there very much at all this year, probably only about once or twice, and his side's got really, really, really weedy. And I'm finding it's the hour drive each way is just getting a bit too much. Which is slowly leaving me with a decision that I'm probably going to give that one up. It's still in the air, but we'll see. And it's suffering because the weeds are growing quite badly up there, not just on my co-worker's side, on my side as well a bit. I'm keeping on top of them most of the time, but it's just quite a bit that isn't. So up top where the fruit area is, this Saturday just got to spend the whole day up there, especially in light of the Shoreham Air Show disaster. My condolences go out and to everyone who was involved in that. I didn't see anything from where I was or what have you. I come past it in the morning and obviously couldn't get past in the evening. So, but anyway, a bit off topic, just thought I'd better mention it. So Saturday, I spent all day up there and I basically de-weeded. I didn't do a 100% job, but I de-weeded a lot of the fruit area. And where I have the paths, we've just laid a lot more wood chip down. There's really thick layers. And I have to admit, that's just made it look a 100% better. So I can't complain at that. Now, the next bed down, bed six, I think we were calling that, it's got a bit weedy. I've put some okra in there. It was some carrots and stuff from seeds, but the weeds just took hold of them. So I don't like growing things from seed in situ, but carrots like it. I'm thinking I'll grow them in toilet tubes, or something, and then transplant them. Just because weeds are just so muddled with all the rest. Bed five, I planted loads and loads of brassicas, cabbages and things. Unfortunately, my netting wasn't up to scratch and pigeons got in there and ate the whole lot. And then the weeds took over and just grew like mad. I don't know how, but they did. But that's partly my fault. I didn't keep on top of the weeds and I didn't net them properly. I've cleared some of the weeds and actually there are still a few growing. So I'll leave those and see how they do. Bed four, which was a big bed, and that had the onions in. And the onions, I've harvested them all now, and they didn't do too badly. One of my better years for onions. Still not brilliant, but one of my better years. So I put that down to the moisture and the horse manure and the fertilisation with chicken manure. Just making the plants a lot better. So that's a fairly decent result, actually. Bed three, the next one. All the garlic has been harvested, and yeah, the early garlic done well. The other two types, I forget what they are now, haven't done brilliantly. And the elephant garlic actually done really, really well, so that's a bonus, or one to last anyway. Now the leeks in this bed are still growing. I've added a few beans just to help them out. It was a cannellini beans in here. No, blotty beans, sorry. They're growing quite nicely, actually. These beans, blotty beans, are doing the best out of all the beans up there. So Yeah, the leeks are growing away slowly. They're only about pencil thickness. Good helping of chicken manure. Hopefully they'll grow a bit more. But they're still edible as they are. But the rest of this bed is becoming clearer and clearer. Again, as the bed empties, I'll be covering them in horse manure and clearing all the weeds and wood chip, and then they're ready for whatever happens next. So the next bed number two, that had broad beans in it. Now, the broad beans were doing really, really well. I was really pleased with them, getting some decent, decent meals out of them. And then some animals come along and knocked them down, eating the broad beans, laid in it, God knows what. So I've had to cut those back and throw them away, unfortunately. They just were ruined beyond recognition. But the spinach, I had spinach towards the front that got more sun. There was fast growing. I picked quite a few out of them, and they've just started to bolt, so they're going to have to go soon. But I got some decent meals out of that. But I had some more spinach that was hidden amongst the broad beans a bit more shaded by them. And they've been a bit slower, and now the broad beans are gone, they're shooting along quite nicely, well, with the rain. They're not really bolting, so I'm getting some nice meals out of that. So spinach has definitely been a success this year. I've only had about 6 plants, and that's kept me going all year. Could have done with a bit more, perhaps, but that's not bad. I'm quite pleased with that. Towards the front of this bed, I've just had some purple French beans. They haven't done brilliant at all. Really haven't. And they're still not. And cannellini beans, which aren't doing brilliantly either, but we'll see. It's still a bit early for them. Now the next bed, tomatoes. Not a single one has got blight this year, so I'm really shocked at that. But it means I haven't been able to test the blight-resistant ones. But we'll see what happens. This rain may change things. I don't know. We'll see. But I harvested my first tomato the weekend just gone. It's a bit late this year, possibly because of how preoccupied I've been and because of various other things going on. Gherkins, been having a few gherkins. They've done really well as well, actually. Interestingly, I've not had any courgettes, not a single courgette yet. But again, we'll see. But most people are fed up of courgettes by now. I've not had a single one this year. Butternut squash is trailing around and in flower. It's the best year I've ever had for butternut squash. So hopefully I'll get some fruit, but we'll keep an eye on that. Pumpkins are pretty much the same as a butternut squash as well. Cucumber, got a yellow cucumber plant that's doing okay. Chilies and peppers, really. I haven't really had any yet, but it's still a bit early. So hopefully now I should be bringing some home. But we'll see on that again. So the next place we'll head to is home. Okay, so at home, the plants are growing quite well. I've actually moved the blueberry bushes from the old allotment here now, and a cranberry bush, and things are growing well. In the potting shed, two grey bags. I've actually removed one because they were a bit shaded, and I've just put them in pots on the shelves now, and they're growing okay. The little potting shed, or the little greenhouse that I called it, I've put a bench in there and a freezer that's not working that I'm using to store seeds. And I'm slowly just organising that shed out to be a workable sort of potting shed in summer, I can just where I can hopefully record these shows from as we get further and further on. I've ordered a 7x5 shed, which will be another garden shed to go in an area. That's more for keeping the lawnmowers and the big petrol tools and things like that, so they're not in my way and stuff. But most of my tools that I commonly use are going to be in the little greenhouse potting shed. Well, potting shed I'm going to call it from now on. The herbs I had in plants that I've moved with us, been de-weeding those and slowly harvested a few, dried some sage and things. And they're growing really quite well. Probably need to put some more on soon. Put them into bigger pots. I've laid some horse manure down on the veg plot area just to get a bit of fertilisation down. I've still got to clear all the grass to make it a veg plot area, which I'm slowly got to do, but time's against me at the moment with one thing or another. But we'll get there in the end, as always. Water butts have filled up with rain recently, as you can probably imagine. I was really praying for rain when I first moved into this house, and now it's here. I don't want it now. So if anybody wants to blame me, go ahead. The wooden planter, raised planter, I've just treated that with some wood preservative, just fence preservative, water-based stuff, just to give it a protection while it was empty. And then I've got to put some compost in there, and then I'll get that planted up with some salad leaves that I've actually sown in the potting shed, along with a few other things. I've sown some cabbages for spring and various little things like that. Only done that the other day, so I don't know how they're doing yet, but I'll have to take a look and see. When I first moved in, I bought a wormery, and along with the compost bins already got, in the rubbish bin, we're not throwing out much, but the wormery, I'm really pleased with. I'm getting some worm juice now, which I'm using as a plant fertiliser come through. And I'm slowly just filling it up, and I'm on to the second tub full now. That's nearly full, so I'll probably be on to the third soon. And the one down at the bottom is almost down to compost, so the worms are doing their own thing. Although it is the warmer months, we'll see how they do during the winter. But I can honestly say that the amount of stuff we're throwing at them that they're eating, it's amazing. Okay, so I think I'll wrap up for now. A bit of a lot going on because it's been such a long period since my podcast. So now I've fixed it, we'll get a bit more regular again, and we'll see, get things going. In the meantime, there'll be written articles and videos up on the website, the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. So please do go visit that and keep yourself up to date. So I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast. Thanks for listening.